You're listening to SBS News.
It was a homecoming 7 months in the making for 161 Australians finally stepping onto home soil after arriving from London on the first of 8 repatriation flights to the Northern Territory. They're immediately going to 2 weeks quarantine at Howard Springs, just south of Darwin. Western Australia and Queensland have announced their overseas arrivals caps will increase by 310 travellers a month. The federal government has also confirmed there's to be a self-funded charter flight from Laos via Indonesia. The news came as a major relief to stranded Australian Simone Harley.
I think we're all going to cry when we hop on the plane, to be quite honest, just from sheer relief. So it's going to be an interesting experience. Yay, we're here. Wah-yah! It happened.
Earlier this week, Ms. Harley's original flight approval to Cairns was suddenly revoked. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been unable to explain why that happened.
That is something you'd need to raise with the Queensland government, because I understand that's where the issue prevented that flight from coming to Australia. I understand it was supposed to land in Cairns. There are still remaining a number of Australians, quite a number, who are still come back home.
But Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's the Commonwealth's responsibility.
Well, they're coming from international, so there's no reason why they can't come to Brisbane. You'd have to ask the federal government. I'm not in control of when the international flights come in. It's federal government issue.
Of the 26,200 Australians who registered to come home in September, 4,591 are now home. There are 2,822 vulnerable travellers still stranded and a further 6,100 citizens who've signed up for help. The Prime Minister has outlined his ambition for them.
It's our goal to get those 26,000 Australians home that were registered by Christmas. Now, whether we achieve that or not is going to be dependent on many factors. It's going to be dependent on the flights. It's going to be dependent on the continued cooperation of the states and territories.
But Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has expressed doubt about that goal.
I don't think it's possible to say when all of the 32,000 will be home because of the complexity of the international aviation market, the caps here, the issues around quarantine, and in fact the broad effect of the pandemic. This is not a situation that the world has had to deal with in the current context ever before.
Victorian Premier Dan Andrews has confirmed he wants to restart hotel quarantine for returning Victorians before the end of the year.
That's certainly our aim. Yes, that's certainly our aim. Well, we know there are a significant number of Aussies who are overseas and want to be home by Christmas, and I'd very much like to have them flying direct into Melbourne, those that need to come to our state flying direct.
Federal Labor has welcomed the latest increase to flight caps, but Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally says it's not nearly enough.
The federal government could be sending out airplanes. They could be increasing hotel capacity. They could be expanding their own quarantine facilities. Now they've started to do a little bit of that, but it is a drop in the bucket. It is a drop in the bucket. And in no way is that going to ensure that the 32,000 stranded Australians are going to be home by Christmas. Scott Morrison, all promise, no delivery.
Pablo Viñales, SBS News.